She smiled at him.
When you were a little boy, you liked tea.
I did.
You'd drink nothing else, not even soda. So,
you'd like some? He made to refuse, but she had probably bought some specially. And this is your mother, asshole.
Sure,
he said. Thanks. She went to the kitchen, returned with a steaming mug of what proved to be jasmine tea. She leaned close to give it to him.
You can't fool me, she whispered. But thanks for indulging me.
Awkward silence. He sipped his tea. He indicated the big soft screen, the nest of paper.
You're a filmmaker, right?
She sighed.
I used to be. Documentaries. I regard myself as an investigative journalist.
She smiled.
I won awards. You should be proud. Not that anybody cares about that side of my life anymore, compared to the fact that I once slept with the great Hiram Patterson.
He said, You're still working, even though
my life has turned to shit?
I'm trying to. What else should I do? I don't want to be defined by Hiram.
Not that it's easy. Everything has changed so fast.
The worm cam?
What else? Nobody wants thought through pieces anymore, and drama has been completely wiped out. We're all fascinated by this new power we have to watch each other. So there's no work in anything but docu-soaps, following real people going through their real lives, with their consent and approval, of course. Ironic, considering my own position, don't you think? Look.
She brought up an image on the soft screen, a smiling young woman in uniform.
Anna Peterson, fresh out of the Navy College at Annapolis.
He smiled.
Anna from Annapolis? You can see why she was chosen. We have rotating teams to track Anna 24 hours a day. We'll follow her career through her first postings, her triumphs and disasters, her loves and losses. The word is she's to be sent with the task force to the ROC water war flashpoints, so we're expecting some good material. Of course, the Navy knows we're tracking Anna.
She looked up into the empty air.
Don't you guys? So maybe it isn't a surprise she got an assignment like that, and no doubt we'll be getting plenty of mom-friendly, feel-good wartime footage.
You're cynical.
Well, I hope not. But it isn't easy. The worm cam is making a mess of my career. Oh, for now there is a demand for interpretation. Analysts, editors, commentators. But even that is going to disappear when the great unwashed masses out there can point their own worm cams at whoever they want.
You think that's going to happen? She snorted.
Of course it is. We've been here before with personal computers. It's just a question of how fast. Driven by competitive pressure and social forces, the worm cams are going to get cheaper and more powerful and more widely available until everybody has one.
And perhaps, Bobby thought uneasily, thinking of David's time-viewing experiments, more powerful than you know.
Tell me about you and Hiram.
She smiled, looking tired.
Are you sure you want that? Here on Planet Candid Camera? Please. What did Hiram say to you about me?
Slowly, stumbling occasionally, he repeated Hiram's account. She nodded.
Then that's what happened.
And she held his gaze for long seconds.
Listen to me. I'm more than an appendage of Hiram. Some sort of annex to your life. And so is Mary. We're people, Bobby. Did you know I lost a child?
Mary's little brother?
No. Hiram didn't tell me. I'm sure he didn't. Because it had nothing to do with him. Thank God nobody can watch that.
Not yet, Bobby thought darkly.
I want you to understand this, Bobby.
She looked into the air.
I want everyone to understand. My life is being destroyed piece by being watched. When I lost my boy, I hid. I locked the doors, closed the curtains, even hid under the bed. At least there were moments when I could be private. Not now. Now it's as if every wall of my house has been turned into a one-way mirror. Can you imagine how that feels?
I think so, he said gently.
In a few days, The attention focus is going to move on, to burn somebody else.